to be able to come.
Yeah.
I come to be blessed, mm-hmm. and I come to be a blessing to those that God, if God would use me in some way, that I can be a blessing. I want to be that for
Amen.
Someone.
Amen.
But I come to do the will of Him that sent me. And I hope that's what's on your heart this morning, that you want to do the will of Him that sent you. God has sent, if you've been born again, God has sent you out into this wicked and adulterous generation to let your light shine.
Amen.
Then men can see the good works that you have in this life. Not it's because of you, but because of Him.
Amen.
It's Him, it's His righteousness today that we want to exhort and lift up. It's not my righteousness. My righteousness, the writer said, was as filthy rags before men, before God. But in God, brethren, we have the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And through His righteousness, I am, as Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Then it's if it's by grace, it's no longer of works. But it's by grace through faith
Amen.
Are you saved.
Amen.
That not of yourself, but it's the gift of God.
Amen.
So we want to thank the Lord today for His marvelous grace. All the love that God has given to us, that who is man that God would be mindful of him, or the Son of Man whom God visited.
Yes.
Brother, today I wonder sometime, Brother Roger, just what God looked at when he saw man. All burned the day, though he created him in his image and after his likeness in the garden, brethren, he lost that likeness of God. What likeness was that, brethren, that we would to be Christ-like? And but we gained it back through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For in the days of the Pentecostal down there, they saw and they said, they called them Christian first at Antioch because they were Christ-like. So the day what we lose in Adam, we gained in Jesus Christ the Lord, brethren. And I tell you the day, though this house when man perished day by day, we have a building not made by hands,
Amen.
Eternal in the heavens.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God, Brother Roger, that the old writer of old had said, Abraham, he said, I seek a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm glad, Brother Jim, that I don't have to stay here. It's in this world you'll have trials and tribulation. Ah, but Jesus said, in me you may have peace. There's peace in Jesus today. There's peace in His Word today. We can find peace by studying the Word of God and reading. You can find joy. You can find salvation in the living Word today. It's not in the world, brethren. Though He said, he that climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And you know that no thief or robber have eternal life. But if you want eternal life today, listen, people. Straight is the gate, and now is the way that leads to life everlasting. And few there be is going to find that. I thank God this morning that I feel down deep in my soul, brethren, that I'm one of the few that's in the way, and the ways in me and the light of the path of the righteous shining more and more until a perfect day, brethren. I want you to know this morning, Brother Ross, there's better days are coming. Though for a little while we feel the presence of the Lord, and though we walk through valleys in the shadows of death, I fear all evil, David of old said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. And they do comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. I long for the day when the Lord will anoint me, that I can feel His presence of the Holy Ghost burn. of the great comforter that He's gave us, and send it down into our hearts that we can be comforted in the time of troubles and sorrow, when the waves and the billows roll so high, brethren. I know the writers of old had wrote so many poets and wrote so many songs, and the poets wrote of the billows rolling over them of life and of death, brethren. They come up through the great tribulation, but they had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, brother. I believe this morning it takes the blood to get to heaven, brother. And if you don't have the blood applied, you're not going to go. Jesus said, "Where I am, you cannot come. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture." Listen today, who are they that come up through great tribulation and having washed their robes and made white, and they cried, "Brother, how long, O Lord, how long will thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth?" I'm going to tell you the day white robes was given unto them, and it was said unto them, "Rest home for a little while until our fellow brothers are be killed." I'm going to tell you today, they've been many went before us, and the law said there's 144,000 already received their reward, brother. I believe they're over in heaven's land. I believe they're singing the song, the victory song. They was delivered out of the tribulations, brother, and God brung them and set them, listen, in heavenly places. I believe one day that He's going to call us. I sure believe that, brother. Though there be, we see many trials and tribulations, though sorrows and rolls around us high, though sometime we can't see the sunshine for the clouds in our life. But I'm going to tell you, God just made a promise. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. When you're troubled, don't worry. I'm right there, little child. I'll be your reward. I'll be your keeper. I'll be your rock to lean upon." That's the reason you need to build your house upon the rock. Amen. So when the storms come and the rains beat against your house, you'll be able to stand.
Yes.
You're going to have to stand on the rock today, because if you stand on the foundations of this world and not the doctrines of men, the sand won't hold you, brethren. The same temptations will come, and one said, and great will be the fall of that house. But he that built his house upon the rock, the Bible said in one place it fell not, another place it said it shook not. I'm going to tell you, it's unmovable. Why? Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Brethren, build your house upon that rock. Because sure as I live, the storms is going to come. Sure as I live for 60 years upon this earth, storms has come. Sorrows and billows has rolled around. But Jesus, brethren, has always been there for me. He's always a stronghold, brethren. I'm going to tell you today, He's got a wall built around you, and it's the wall of salvation, brethren. And I declare there's not enough devils in hell to penetrate that wall. If you've got a foundation that cannot be moved, and the wall of salvation, there's only one way out, brother. That's up. One day we're going to go up. He said, "If I go away, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself. I'll meet you midway in the air." Be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they everly be with the Lord. It's not going to be for a day or two. It's not going to be for a thousand years or a million years. But if forever, And you know what? Forever, I've read, sometime forever, sometime is got a time on it. But Jesus said forever and forever. And every time, it's forever and forever. Brother, there's no end to it. You can't find an end to God. He said, I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. I'm the first, I'm the last. I'm from everlasting to everlasting. I'm God, and beside me, there's none other. I love Him this morning. I don't know about you, but I do. I love His ways. I love everything about Him. It is sweet to me, brother.
My meat, my drink.
I'm thankful this morning. We've had brothers called here. Brother Robert Holcomb was called. He wasn't able to make it. But Brother Roger Gibson's here, and I didn't really think Brother Roger would make it. He's been sick and needs our prayer. And Brother Ross Wright here, and I love these brethren, and I know they can't preach without the Lord. And I know they want this church to pray for them. And I, my desire, God will ring down a blessing. My desire is to hear from home. My desire is to Him this morning to come and visit us and cause the dew from heaven, the water, the flowers, the plant of the garden. The garden enclosed is my sister and my spouse, a spring shut up and a fountain sealed. Brother, but when it pleases God, He'll water the garden, and therefore you can draw out of the wells of salvation, brother. There's water in the well. There's water in the well of God. If you're athirst, come and drink. He said, he that is a hungry, come and eat. Come and drink. Come and eat. Oh, listen today. God has got a table spread today. And He's got food for you. And that food will give you eternal life. If you don't have it, if you'll come, you can taste of Him and see that He's good. And see that He's gracious, and He's willing, not willing that any would perish. It's not God's will that any would perish. Every day He calls, He said, I stand all the day long, calling, knocking on the door. Won't you let me in? Come, come and dine, come and eat. I'll give unto you bread that will give you eternal life. I'll give you water that will give you eternal life. In Him there is yea and no nay. This morning today, I hope that we can look unto the hill, as David of old had said. Let's look unto the hill from whence my help come from. My help is the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. How much greater can you get than Him this morning?